And now I'd like to introduce Farhad Jalilian, Department of Mechanical Engineering, Rainwater Runoff Treatment Using Bacteria.
The importance of safe and clean water is clear to everyone. With the rise in global population and industrialization, the rate of producing waste and wastewater has gone up. Therefore, the risk of polluting lakes, rivers, and reservoirs, water resources for billions of people around the globe, has reached its maximum. A common case of a pollution cycle occurs when it rains. Rainwater flows on the ground and absorbs oils, chemicals, and contaminants on the surfaces. The chemicals will then be carried by the water flow and will eventually be dumped into our precious water resources. Rain gardens are one of the most promising solutions to treat contaminated rainwater flows. Rain gardens are permeable, multi-layered basins that are vegetated with shrubs and small trees. The idea is to direct the contaminated rainwater streams to these basins and remove the contamination. Interestingly, as polluted water passes through the basin, the communities of bacteria that are established on and around the roots of the plants remove the chemicals and use them as their food. Therefore, the water coming out of the basin will be clean. Looks very promising, but very little is known about the ideal growth conditions for these bacterial communities, the soldiers of our treatment system. We need specific sensors to discover the conditions where bacteria can grow more and therefore treat water with a higher efficiency. That's why I'm designing an inexpensive monitoring system that monitors the growth and establishment of bacteria inside rain gardens. I've investigated the trackable footprints of bacteria, and my research shows that bacteria exhibit electrical resistance. So I'm designing a micrometer scale circuit to send electrical waves to bacteria and quantify the signals coming back from them as a measure of their growth. In fact, a barrier in electron transport is sensed when bacterial cells form upon certain components of the circuit called electrodes. With the help of this real-time monitoring system, we can engineer the growth medium for bacteria and therefore enhance their proliferation and appetite in eating contaminants. And one day soon, we can have a nice planted area in our backyard, like the one on the bottom right. This is parking lot number 6 at UVic that does not only look beautiful, but can also produce clean water for us whenever it rains. Thank you.